What about Saudi Arabia's Football Federation apologising after its football team ignored a minute's silence, which was being held to honour the victims of the London Bridge attacks? The Socceroos were facing Saudi Arabia in a World Cup qualifier at Adelaide Oval last night. Our team stood arm in arm before the match to pay their respects to the two beautiful Australians lost in the UK. But the visiting squad from Saudi Arabia tied their shoelaces, stretched, and casually passed the ball between themselves. Football Federation Australia says it was told before the game that observing a minute's silence is not in keeping with Saudi culture. But the Saudi Football Federation has now issued an apology. Someone who's been vocal on this today is Darren Hinch, the Justice Party Senator. He joins us on the line. Senator Hinch, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fordham.
What an absolute shocker this was.
It was indeed for them. At one stage, to sort of say, oh, there's some sort of lost in translation. That is rubbish. This was a calculated insult. They did it. As I've said earlier today, I think that maybe they wouldn't surprise you if they wore black armbands on the birthday of one of the 9/11 terrorists, because they all came from Saudi Arabia. It is an insult. It's a disgrace, and it shouldn't go unnoticed.
I mean, they'd made their intentions clear before the match. They said, this isn't the kind of thing that we want to do.
I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. The guy bent over two of his shoelaces. It was a calculated insult, and it makes you think, you know, here's President Trump goes and announces this new multi-billion dollar arms deal with Saudi Arabia, his best new friend in the Middle East, and they show for what they are.
Mm. I mean, when we go overseas, we know that we've got to adhere to other customs and cultures, and certainly I know if you go to Saudi Arabia, I've never been there, but if you have a look at the government website, the Smart Traveller website, they'll tell you all the things that you've got to do if you're a foreigner going to Saudi Arabia. They come here and they don't give us stuff.
Yeah. Various times you take your shoes off when you go into various temples and in various countries. You wear a yarmulke if you go into a synagogue. And these are the things that in your country it's respected. And some of the things, the laws they have in Saudi Arabia, like women not being able to drive cars, is bizarre, but you don't do it.
What do you think was behind it? I mean, do you reckon that this was a direct up yours to the West?
I think from somebody in the world of soccer said, yes, it was. I think it was. Because they knew, and they didn't even try to make it obvious that they were just maybe not bowing your head or not, whatever, but they just went about their business as though nothing was happening.
And
it was an insult. It was terrible.
We've seen them do it in the past. We've seen them observe a minute's silence in other parts of the world when they were concerned about the deaths of others, but when it was, well, Aussies and others in London, they didn't seem to give a stuff. Good on you for being so strong on it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, mate. Thanks.
Darren Hinch, former radio host, now Senator in the Australian Parliament, the Justice Party Senator, absolutely despicable and disgraceful. And some are even suggesting that they shouldn't be invited back. And it should never be forgotten. They knew what they were doing last night. They knew what the minute silence was for. It was for innocent people who were going out on a Saturday night in London, going about their own business, who had nutcases run up to them in the street and ram knives into their chest, killing them. And they decided that they didn't want to be part of that minute silence last night. Well, as far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't be invited back.